used to pull the curtains tight against the coming night, trying to outrun the fading of the afternoon light. I fought the empty corners and the silence in the hall, as if the dark was something that could make a person small. But the dust is finally settled on the books upon the shelf, and I'm learning how to be alone without losing myself. I stop reaching for the light switch just to prove the room is there, since I felt the weight of something sacred hanging in the air. There's a silhouette of evening stretching long across the floor, by the hook where your old jacket isn't hanging anymore. But the wood has got a memory, and the plaster's got a soul, and the cracks inside the ceiling are what make the story whole. It's not a hollow haunting, no, it's a soft and silver grace, like the way the sun leaves heat behind upon a window space. I'm breathing in the quiet like a long forgotten prayer, and I'm finding all the pieces of the love we used to share. And I'll rest my weary head where the shadows fall. They aren't empty spaces, no, they're holding it all. Every whisper, every laugh, every ghost against the wall is an imprint of a beauty that refused to stay small. I'm not afraid of losing what the daylight cannot keep. Where the heavy colors sleep, right where the shadows fall. Right where the shadows fall. Stop trying to tear the memory and the man apart. It's a different kind of lullaby. The timber sings to me about the roots that stay connected even when you cannot see. I'm keeping all the windows clear to let the twilight in, to see the way the darkness meets the place again. It's a soft and velvet curtain, it's a warm and a woolen shawl, it's the peace I